Hello, and welcome to Acts of Volition Radio. This is session number 33, and I'm Stephen Garrity. It's been, about 6, almost 7 months since the last session of Acts of Volition Radio, but I have a pretty good excuse. First of all, I've always claimed to be publishing with no schedule whatsoever, so I can't be late. Well, the last session was recorded on July 20th of 2008, last summer. And a couple days later, on the 23rd, my daughter was born, about 6 weeks early, which was a bit of a surprise. So things have been insane since then. Wonderful, but insane. As you can imagine, there's been a little bit less free time since then. So it's kind of nice to be able to get a chance to record a new session, and lots of great new music has sort of accumulated for me in the last 6 months. I've actually been thinking about when I first started Acts of Volition Radio, the first maybe 10 sessions were just sort of delving back into music that I'd listened to my entire life that I'd wanted to share with other people, and a lot of it wasn't really current or new music. And once I sort of cleaned out my back catalog of music that I had known for a long time and wanted to share, I wondered, would I have anything else to play for people? Because, you know, I wasn't discovering a lot of new music, but that's just not the case anymore. It might have taken me 6 months, but I've got a great set of songs for you here. And I'm going to start off with a Scottish band called Frightened Rabbit. And these were passed on to me by a friend at work recently, and I don't know much about the band. The album's called The Midnight Organ Fight, which might tie into the first track name as well. It was just released in 2008, so it's relatively recent. I think it's their second album. It's the opening track. It's called The Modern Leper, and this is an amazing album. Highly recommended. I wasn't even sure which track to pick, so go out and listen to the entire thing. This is Frightened Rabbit with The Modern Leper on Acts of Volition Radio.
Walks amongst you all, you tired human beings. He's got all the things a cripple has, not two working arms and legs. And vital parts fall from his system and dissolve in Scottish rain. Vitally, he doesn't miss him, he's too fucked up to care. Was that you in front of me? Coming back for even more, exactly the same. You must be a masochist to love a modern leper on his last leg, on his last leg. Crippled your heart 100 times and still can't work out why. You see, I've got this disease, I can't shake and I'm just rattling through life. Oh, well, this is how we do things now, yeah, this is how the modern stay scared. So I cut all the good stuff, yeah, I cut my food. By my leg. Is that you?
Modern Leper by Frightened Rabbit. Well, you can tell they're Scottish by the accent, and I think that might increase my enjoyment significantly of that band. It's interesting, too, that a Scottish band, and they actually remind me a bit of the sound of Idlewild, which is a band I've played before on Acts for Listening Radio, another Scottish band. So there's definitely a sound to that region, at least in this genre. But that's a great album, highly recommended. It's called The Midnight Organ Fight by the Frightened Rabbit. Second song I'm going to play for you is a lot closer to home. This is a guy I've had the chance to see live a few times. His name's Gordy Sampson, and I've played him actually before. I played his song Sunburn from his last album in session number 15. He's from Cape Breton, which for those of you that know the geography of the region is just a few hour drive from where I am here in Prince Edward Island. And Cape Breton is famous for its traditional Celtic music, traditional, you know, it's fiddle music, and there's a really deep, rich history of music there. It's in the blood there, and this guy is part of that completely. He's an extraordinary guitar player, and will play in his live, you know, between all these pop songs that he's writing, he'll play these traditional tune, like Scottish, Irish, traditional Celtic tunes on his guitar, and he's just like, he's a virtuoso level on the guitar, but that never comes across in the songwriting. And he's made a weird career for himself now writing songs. He spends about half his time in Nashville writing songs for pop and country stars. And if you know his traditional music, this is really weird, because I mean, he's written for like Faith Hill and Carrie Underwood. You know that song, Jesus Take the Wheel? He actually wrote that song, which is really hard to, it's hard to fit that with the rest of his career. But he actually played it live when I saw him one time, and he told a story behind it and made it a lot more palatable. He actually co-wrote something with Bon Jovi on their last album, which is particularly weird. He had a new album out last year. There's a song on it called Davy Jones, which is, now Davy Jones is, Davy Jones Locker is a euphemism for the bottom of the sea, like in traditional fisherman's euphemism. So, and he was also, Davy Jones is a character in the Pirates of the Caribbean, but Davy Jones is not a guy you want to meet if you're a fisherman. And like a lot of great traditional music on the East Coast, the song is about dying on the ocean, which is another great tradition in our region. Beautiful song. The melody fits the lyrics. The lyrics are powerful. Great singer-songwriter. This is Davy Jones by Gordy Sampson.
I am a simple man. Learn to work with my hands out here on these waves. Sha-la-la-la-la. I guess I've always known that I would die alone here on a cold November day. Sha-la-la-la-la. And I heard that you did take my brother in the morning, another without warning. Sha-la-la-la-la. And who am I to think that I'd be any different, as God is my witness. I saw Davy Jones underneath the water with a thousand of my fathers calling me home. I saw Davy Jones waving his black flag and counting up his bones. They say when I was five, the day I cast my first line, I fell over the port side. Sha-la-la-la. And as I was sinking down, I heard my mother singing I heard the church bells ringing, sha-la-la-la. And when they pulled me in, I felt him tugging my hand. I saw Davy Jones underneath the water, a thousand of my fathers calling me home. Yeah. I saw Davy Jones waving his black flag, counting up his bones. Have snapped the mast. I'm taking water so fast. I let go of the lines, and I can feel my father's stare from beyond the grave somewhere as I fail him one last time. 'Cause I would never be the man he thought I should be, the lesser of his sons. So Jesus, help me now, and help me to forgive him before the darkness floods in. I saw Davy Jones underneath the water, a thousand of my fathers calling me home. I saw Davy Jones waving his black flag, counting up his bones. Yeah, and I saw Davy Jones waving his black flag, counting up his bones.
That's Gordy Sampson with Davy Jones. I love that song. Now, the next band I'm going to play is, well, they're called Holy Fuck, and I wondered how that was actually dealt with when they were played on sort of mainstream radio. So they were featured on the CBC afternoon, or maybe it's a morning show now, I don't know, the show Gian Gomeshi hosts called Q, and I was kind of disappointed to find that they were referred to as Holy F on the whole show, and that was never even explained, I don't think, or maybe just not in the part I heard. Anyway, there's a guy in the band, Matt McQuaid, who's actually from Charlottetown, where I'm from, who was formerly in the band The Rude Mechanicals, who I played in way back in the third session of Axolotl Radio. And he's playing bass with these guys. And they've got an album out called LP. It was out in 2008, and it was a nominee for the Polaris Music Prize, which 2 Hours Traffic from Charlottetown were also nominated for this year. But this is an instrumental track, and I think it's a primarily instrumental album. And I was actually surprised to find out that this violin on this track by a guy who calls himself Final Fantasy, or Owen Paulette, or Paulette, I don't know. But he's sort of an experimental solo instrumentalist, and he's also arranged strings for the 2 Arcade Fire albums. And once I actually discovered that, I could really actually hear that on this track, which is kind of cool. You should look this guy up, Final Fantasy. He does these crazy live performances with just him and a violin, but he loops it into some pedals and plays over top of himself. It's pretty cool. Anyway, this song is called Lovely Alan. It's on their album LP. This is Holy Fuck. was Holy Fuck with Lovely Allen. Coming back to the Maritimes here, I'm going to play a band from Halifax, Nova Scotia, called Mardine. And this is a group that I've had a chance to see a dozen times because they play in Charlottetown fairly frequently. They played here last week, I just found out, but I keep missing them. So I haven't actually seen them live yet, and I'd really like to. They released an album last year called Read Less Minds. And it's a really impressive album, just really catchy pop stuff. It reminds me a little bit of some of the Nauta Surf, the later Nauta Surf stuff. I'm going to play a song here called It's a Lot to Be Loved, and it is. This is from Read Less Minds by Mardine.
There's a place that I know called your heart, and it holds me there. Oh, it's a lot to be loved. Was a place long ago, so I'm told, was a lot like I love. But when push comes to shove, it's alright.
Mardine from Halifax. It's a Lot to Be Loved. I really love that song. Another band that I discovered recently called the Gaslight Anthem. This is another recommendation from a friend at work. They've got an album out called The 59 Sound. Is that the name of the album? Yes, it is. And it's the name of the track I'm going to play. They're from New Brunswick, but not the New Brunswick that's nearby to me here. They're from New Brunswick, New Jersey, actually. So really, they're from New Jersey. Anyway, I've heard them. Whenever you read a review, it says it sounds like Springsteen and The Cure. And that is indeed what it sounds like. But the best of both, and in a way that's not particularly derivative. It's very timeless. I find that this album could have been released sort of any time in the last 15, 20 years maybe, and just make the snare drum sound fit the era, and I think the whole thing would just sound contemporary at any time, and it's very contemporary now as well. It's an amazing album. It's called The Gaslight. The band's called The Gaslight Anthem. The song is The 59 Sound. Listen to the lyrics. It's heartbreaking. I think a heartbreaking song by the Gaslight Anthem. Young boys and young girls ain't supposed to die on a Saturday night. Clearly about the death of a friend or a loved one or something like that. And that's a great, great song, and that's a great album. Another great album that came out last year. Album's Only by the Night. The band is the Kings of Leon. These guys are three brothers and a cousin from Nashville, which is kind of an interesting dynamic. They opened for U2 on a tour a couple of years back, and people kept recommending them to me, and now I'm sort of speaking of the album before last, and I just couldn't get into it. The vocals, I don't know, they were like harsh, or there was just, and I had heard people say, that friends with really good taste that have come to like the band say that they really didn't like them when they saw them opening for U2, which would be admittedly be a pretty tough gig. But then I saw them play live on Saturday Night Live in September of last year, of 08. I was pretty impressed, and I went back to this new album after further recommendations from people, and it really is impressive. Still can't get into the album before that. I don't know what it is, but there's definitely a U2 influence from these guys, but there's it's definitely their own thing. And I'm going to play what I think is the opening track from their album, Only by the Night. These are Kings of Leon. Kings of Leon with Closer. I really like how that whole track sort of builds upon that opening. I don't know what that is, guitar or keyboard sound. I've played probably plenty of Pearl Jam on the show before, but a few years back, Eddie Vedder released what was his first, and I think probably since only a solo album. It was sort of a solo album. He did the soundtrack for the movie Into the Wild. Now, for anyone not familiar with the movie, it's based on a book about this kid that Well, he's a university age kid, sort of gives up everything, treks across the country, ends up in the wilderness in Alaska. And the movie is very well done. It's sort of, Sean Penn wrote the movie, I guess wrote the screenplay. I don't know, because it's based on a book, but sort of restored my faith in his abilities. It's a very good movie, and the music here just fits the landscape. It's a very stark movie. It's based on a book, so I don't know if it counts as a spoiler, but let's just say it doesn't end well. It's a very powerful movie, and the soundtrack really fits it. It's a great album. It was produced by Adam Casper, who produced the Watchmen's Canadian band. There's the album Silent Radar, which I've spoken of before as being one of my, I think, better produced and recorded albums that I know of. And he's worked with Pearl Jam in the past. So I'm going to play the song Rise from, this is from the soundtrack to Into the Wild. Recommended the movie. Definitely worth checking out. But it's not a real pick-me-up. This is Eddie Vedder with Rise.
Such is the way of the world. Where to put all your faith, and how will it grow? Gonna rise up, bring back holes and dark memories. Gonna rise up, turn mistakes into
Eddie Vedder with Rise. The whole album, the whole soundtrack to Into the Wild is worth checking out. One more track for you on this Acts of Volition Radio. This is the 33rd session, and there'll be plenty more in the future, although again, on a very sparse schedule, I'm sure, especially now that I have a wonderful little baby at home to help take care of. The band's called Hey Rosetta, and I actually finished the last session, session number 32, with one of their tracks. The Simplest Thing, which was from their album Plan Your Escape. Now, that was not their newest album. They've since released an album, this was last year, called, well, the short title is Into Your Lungs. The complete title is Into Your Lungs and Around in Your Heart and On Through Your Blood. That's the whole album name, which is great and stupid at the same time. This album was produced by Hoxley Workman. I think I actually compared them to Hoxley Workman in the last session, so I didn't know that there was an actual musical involvement there. This song closes their new album. It starts off with just the vocal, as you'll hear in a second, and I was playing this at home the other day. I thought I'd put some music on for our new little baby, and she's like 6 months old now, and just this male vocal started singing, and it was, the stereo was at the about the volume of a typical human voice, and freaked her right out. She was scanning the room. She couldn't figure out where this was coming from, where this guy was. She was looking at the speakers, thinking maybe he was behind the kitchen table. And so I went back to some more child-friendly music for her. She has very good taste, by the way. But this song closes off their album. I'm going to close off this Acts of Volition radio session. Thanks again for listening. It's very nice to be back with it, and I'm looking forward to doing more sessions in the future. I hope you enjoy these as much as I enjoy putting them together. This is Hey Rosetta with Psalm.
But often it happens, you know, with the things you don't trust are the ones you need most. So it's cautiously into the dark. But you see before long that your eyes will adjust. And under the night you can hear the full moon rise like a song in the air. And the air goes around in your heart and on through your blood. It goes cautiously into the dark. And you see before long that we all have a part. And under your skin you can feel that the fear that you feel is what will set you free. Set you free. A song.